would like to call today's session of the Taney County Commission, being March 17th, 2011, to order. First order of business, Nikki, is the HPRP monthly report.
That is correct. It's in front of you. I just need you to review it so I can send it up to the state of Missouri in a timely manner.
If I could, sir, one thing that they've added to the process is now they send us the itemized expenditures. So we didn't have that before. So if we wanted to see how they spent it, we didn't know. Now they send it to Nikki. That's what's going to cause a little more delay for us
posting it. It's a new requirement that the state is requiring. And I have those invoices upstairs if you would like to look at them at any point.
Is it a new requirement that's statewide regarding the program, or is it specifically aimed at this county? It's statewide, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to move to February. Move to approve February 2011 expenditure report for HPRP.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the expenditure report for February for HPRP, which is the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing. Any discussion, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Do you need a signature on one of these?
I do.
Sir, as we move on here on the, I had posted the next item, which is the Electronic Records Administration and Sunshine Policy Discussions. This is something we had asked Mr. Paulson to send out a draft, get feedback from different elected officials, come back with a revised or modified draft or draft with suggestions, and that is what I have posted.
Bob, I know we talked earlier about a different policy. This is right currently is the electronic records. That's what we have in front of us.
I think we were going to discuss both, but
I believe that we are, but we're going to start with electronic.
Okay. All right,
perfect.
That's fine with me.
Let me ask you a question before you begin. As per what Jim had requested, that we receive input from other officers. Did you in fact chat with or send out an invitation to others for input?
I sent out an email in which I attached the electronic records document as well as the Sunshine Policy document, and I sent it to every department head in the county and some others.
Could you share with me who it is that provided you with input?
Jeff Merrill.
So prosecuting attorney. Okay.
Gary Morgan.
Okay, IT.
Donna Neely.
County clerk. Okay.
And I may or may not have heard from Jimmy Russell. I'm trying to remember, and I apologize. I should have checked. I got busy.
That's all right.
But I may have heard some from Jimmy Russell.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, sir. And would you proceed with it is you have prepared for us here?
Okay. The changes that I've made in the Electronic Records Administration. I actually defined public record, and I took that definition straight out of the statute. And it says public record, any record, whether written or electronically stored, retained by or of any public governmental body. So if the public governmental body retains it, or if it's a document of theirs, and it includes any report, survey, memorandum, or other document or study prepared for the public governmental body by a consultant or other professional service paid for in whole or in part by public funds, including records created or maintained by private contractors under an agreement with the county. So if we store it, say, at the mountain, you know, that's subject to the Sunshine Law as well. It's a public record. The term public record shall not include any internal memorandum or letter received or prepared by or on behalf of a member of a public governmental body, such as one of you gentlemen, consisting of advice, opinions, and recommendations in connection with the deliberative decision-making process of the public governmental body, unless such records are retained by the public governmental body or presented at a public meeting. So in other words, if you have somebody do some research for you on staff to help you with the deliberative process of making a decision on a certain issue, you can use that document as long as you don't read it into the record or, I guess, refer to it during the meeting. I mean, you can refer to the issues in it, but refer to the fact that, you know, there's a document that was prepared for you. That might be a gray area, but certainly you're getting there. And if we don't retain it in our records or on our system, then that's not a public record and it's not subject to the Sunshine Law.
So in other words, if one of the elected officials who had input, say the sheriff, sent something to us, we read it, didn't utilize it, we don't have to retain it in the development of the document itself. Is that, maybe I'm not tracking
is that,
with what
is
you're
that,
saying.
Is this more for the commission staff? Is it more for
It's more for a deliberative body, such as a commission or the legislature. It's my understanding that the legislature had this passed because they didn't want to give up what they were getting from their staff in making decisions on how they would vote on legislation.
Hmm.
So you guys are the legislature for the county.
Yes.
So when he is, in Ron's example, the sheriff, for example, that would probably be, we'd need to keep that document because it was not the legislation division that actually came up with the research.
Right, and does it constitute an internal memorandum? I mean, you're going to get into some fine points of law here. I mean, does it constitute correspondence? Is it otherwise a public record? But if it's not otherwise a public record and is used solely for you to decide on an issue that you're going to make a decision on, then it's not considered a public document. That's straight out of the statute.
Okay.
Bob, the way I interpret what you said on behalf of staffing is that if we ask for legal advice or something, it would be. But if we ask our staff to do something for us, and we didn't, I mean, it was a matter of knowing a issue to the fullest to make a decision, then we wouldn't have to, right?
That's my understanding.
That's
yes.
The way I understood you to say it. If our staff is working with us and the legislative body have protected themselves on their decision-making process.
But if you present the document at the public meeting, it becomes a public record. And if you retain it, it becomes a public record.
And if we refer to it as a document.
You're in a gray area.
And we really don't want to say that. Okay. Great. Definitely.
So I'm keeping everything.
or keep just nothing.
Okay. So that was a change because I didn't have an actual definition of public record in there. Let's see.
Bob, I got a question. I know you're defining public record, and people may or may not understand public. I mean, they'll understand it, but we're defining public record because we also want to almost define what a one-time exempt document or private document. Do we?
Well, in the Sunshine Policy, there are 20 or 21 actual exemptions, and I've added an additional one. Anything that can be closed will be assumed to be closed as far as documents, but
okay.
You know, we can always let something out, but under our policy it'll be assumed closed. And the last one that I put in there was a catch-all. Any other reason or okay. any additional exemption put in 610.021 in the future, but that's talking about the Sunshine policy.
Basically you're saying here's the all you're defining is what the policy is to keep a record. You're saying this if the document is this.
If it's a public record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand what you're doing now.
Okay. And on the electronic records backup, I added, and this is on the third page, and I can explain why I added it. Furthermore, any documents captured during any such backup of the system are not intended to be retained. Do you not have?
Go ahead.
Did I not include it?
No. The question Ron had just asked is that you got ink and red and black.
Right.
And overall, it's all brand new because we don't have a policy.
We do not have a policy, so, but I presented one to you at a previous
month ago
meeting.
Or so, right. Yeah.
So what you're showing is, okay, I apologize. What you're showing us is the changes that you made to the original
draft
that you presented to us.
Yes.
Okay. And the whole policy itself is brand new to the county.
Yes, we do not have one. And as a matter of fact, I checked, and I don't know of a county that has one. I know that Ron spoke with someone, but I just got off the phone with the Boone County Council a little while ago, and he's working on one for them. We were talking about a lot of these issues when you were trying to call me a few minutes ago.
Sure.
And they do not have one yet.
I shared with Bob that I talked with Karen in Boone County, and I thought she had said that they had one, but obviously they don't, since Bob's
talking
to the council.
Karen said they're working on it, which when I asked her too, because I thought she had.
Can I ask that we go about this differently?
However you want.
Well, if we're getting ready at least to consider establishing an electronic records administration policy, I would suggest that we talk about the entire policy rather than just the changes from, because the public's not aware of the document.
I understand.
We're aware of the document because we went through it when you had presented it before, but I think it would be, I know that's much longer presentation than you had intended, but I think you could sum up, if you would, each paragraph.
Okay.
Do you gentlemen have
That's fine. I think it'd be great to read.
It would be helpful to me.
Well, fine.
Okay, the purpose beginning of this policy is to inform county employees and department management of the requirements and responsibilities for managing, protecting, and disposing of electronic records. It pertains to the legality, retention, safeguarding, backing up, and future accessibility of electronic records. Taney County recognizes that electronic records, including electronic messages, may constitute a public record, like other documents subject to disclosure under the Sunshine Law or other laws or as a result of litigation. In addition, electronic messages may constitute county public records subject to the county Sunshine Policy.
And then you defined what public record
you
was.
Did that.
Right.
Okay.
And the scope, the electronic records retention policy set forth herein applies to all employees of the county and applies to all electronic records that are made or received in the transaction of county business. Examples of electronic records include, but are not limited to, electronic messages created using email and other new or emerging communication technologies, word processing documents, spreadsheets, and databases. Electronic records policy statement, county departments are encouraged when possible and appropriate to use all available electronic technologies that increase efficiency, reduce expenses, or improve the methods to process, handle, retrieve, transmit, and retain county records and information. In the general requirements, maintenance and disposal of electronic records, as determined by their content, is the responsibility of the creator and or receiver of the record and must be in compliance with the county's approved records retention and disposition schedules. Failure to properly maintain electronic records may expose the county and individuals to legal risks. The department head of an office is responsible for ensuring compliance with the county's records retention requirements. When an employee leaves the department or the county, the department head is responsible for ensuring the separating employee's records are properly transferred to a new individual. Let me stop for just a second and tell you that Gary Morgan, in his email to me, expressed concern regarding that portion, saying that employees are going to have a very difficult time understanding the Secretary of State's retention schedule and how will we adequately train each individual and department head to determine which records may be deleted and which ones may not. And I share that concern. However, there's no logical way for anyone to do it. As you know, I'm going through some emails right now, and it makes no sense for the IT department or any department head to have to go through thousands of emails and determine which ones are public records and which ones are not. So the only way it makes any sense is to have each individual responsible for their own emails to be trained or have some program
self-administered
that they get rid of jokes and YouTube films that may come their way, even though our policy is that that shouldn't be going on computers. Little messages, can you come on down for a cup of coffee, or you know, your wife emailing you saying, can you get some milk on the way home? You know, those things should be immediately deleted. And it's up to the individual to delete those, because if it's not, somebody else is going to have to go through a whole lot of emails to do it. But it is a logistical problem. it is a logistical problem for each person to be well-versed in the retention schedule. I asked Donna's office a few minutes ago, and I apologize for doing it last minute, if they had a retention policy, and they don't have one. They referred me to the retention schedule that they use from the Secretary of State site. So it might be a good idea to have a retention policy as well, which I have not drafted. And it may be a good idea to perhaps have a program, and I don't know if that would be possible, but to assist each individual in their determination as to whether it's a public document or not.
Right. Now, if I'm not mistaken, isn't there a State Department that provides us with information regarding what each office should or should not retain already?
The Secretary of State has a website with a retention schedule. I have it right here in my hand.
Okay, that's what you're referring to.
Yeah. So there's not a policy. It's basically a schedule of destroying of documentation.
Right. When you can destroy documents. Secretary of State's office, it tells you what to do.
Right.
Okay. But it's not customized, say, for a county or anything.
Let's take you back to the top of the page and help me out. And I'm sorry, I hopefully won't do this at every paragraph that you present. Maintenance and disposal of electronic records is determined by their content as a responsibility of the creator and or receiver. So if I create a document and I send it to someone, both of us should have the responsibility if, in fact, it is county business to retain that document. Is that what this says?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
And
or dispose of it.
Or dispose of it, because it's going to be on both of your computers.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Bob.
Yes.
Interruption there. Should there be, because of this, this is a broad scale, you said that no one else has this policy. Should we have a system in place to where if there is a document that it would be helpful that they either push a button or type in whether it's to be saved or deleted?
When I was talking about a program to do that, I mean, you could have some queries come up, much like you do with Microsoft Windows when you're purchasing it. You agree, and you can't go to the next window until you agree to the terms, where you couldn't go to the next window to delete until you answered the question, is this have to do with county business or not? Is this from the legal counsel or involving legal stuff? Legal stuff, wonderful term. You know, different questions like that. And you could have four or five different windows that could, I suppose, lead you to either delete or not delete.
Right.
And to put in one file or another file. I mean, because you have different documents. You have both you have public documents and non-public documents. You have
public documents that are exempt.
Exempt and
non-exempt public documents.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there's any question, it probably ought to be put in an exempt area, but then when they do make the request, you can look through the exempt area to see if there's anything that's public.
It's a can of worms, but, I mean, we got to have a policy. The problem is it's right now.
We're violating the law.
Without having a policy.
Because everybody who has a computer is right now making the decision whether to delete or not to delete. And they could be making documents public records that aren't public records because the county may be maintaining them or retaining them because they're not being deleted. And then again, there are documents that are possibly public records that are being deleted by people.
But if that be the case, and where you have, wouldn't it be easier to have if you received other than if you send documentation? That way you wouldn't have that person that sends it responsible.
You could be sending to somebody outside that's a county document, correspondence.
Right.
Or you could be receiving something from somebody on the outside that's not just to help you in the deliberative process, that's actually a county document. Somebody filing an official complaint or something like that that would be sent to you by email. You'd be the receiver, not the sender.
If someone, for example, contacted the county clerk's office for a set of minutes, and those were transmitted electronically. Whether we do that or not, I wouldn't see the need to retain that.
Oh, I wouldn't see any need to retain a set of minutes if it's just the minutes, because they're retained in another place.
Or they're requesting any public document, just that we send it to them electronically, and we do that.
If it already exists and is already being saved according to a retention policy, I would see absolutely no reason to save that.
Okay.
Unless the email itself, you would have that as an attachment, unless the email itself conveyed information that would make the email itself a public record.
Okay.
So it may be possible that you could delete the email but not the attachment. Or if the attachment is somewhere else, you could delete both.
What we're looking at is going to become incredibly cumbersome. However, I understand the reason that council is presenting it is for our own benefit and protection. And
even if you change this at some point, because an email policy is very important to protect you.
Is it all right if Bob goes ahead?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I.
Work-related email is a record and must be treated as such. Email is meant to encompass all forms of electronic messaging, such as instant messaging, and all other current and emerging communication technologies. That opens a can of worms as well. We're talking about possibly texting and twittering and all kinds of things. Each email that does not meet the definition of a record, for example, personal email or junk email, etc., should be deleted immediately from the system. The county's email servers are not intended for long-term records retention. Email messages and any associated attachments may either be retained electronically on retrievable media or printed and filed with their electronic or paper equivalents. The printed copy of the email must contain the following header information: who sent it, to whom it was sent, date and time it was sent, and the subject matter. When email is used as a transport mechanism for other record types, this is with an attachment, what we were talking about a second ago, such as word processing documents or spreadsheets, it is possible, based on content, for the retention and disposition periods of the email and the transport record to differ. In this case, the longest retention period shall apply. Safeguarding, and let me just point out that people need to be careful also, because you can send, because of the informal nature of emails at times, you can send something that may be a public record and put in some information that you don't want anybody to know that is personal with that, and then how do you redact? It can create a problem for someone. Safeguarding accessibility of electronic records. Departments must safeguard all electronic records to ensure that individuals do not alter, erase, or in any way change the content of the record for fraudulent purposes. In addition to safeguarding against deliberate tampering with records, departments must also guard against storage media deterioration and rapid technology changes that can leave electronic records inaccessible over a period of time because of hardware or software obsolescence. To eliminate the possibility of creating a situation where information can no longer be retrieved, departments must make provision for future accessibility by migrating all electronic records, including email records, when there are major changes to the next generation of hardware or software, or migrating only current electronic records to new hardware or software, and converting records not migrated to human-readable form. All county electronic records that are considered vital records, archival records, example, general correspondence, or any other information requiring retention must be retained in such a manner to ensure availability to the county for as long as needed in future years. Electronic records backup. County information technology departments perform backups on a regular schedule of the email and electronic files stored on central servers for disaster recovery. These backups are to be used for system restoration purposes only. The IT system administrators are not responsible for the management, retention, and disposition of messages or records which may be included in such backups. And I added, furthermore, any documents captured during any such backup of the system are not intended to be retained, nor are said documents being retained at that location by Taney County or any of its entities.
Can I stop you 1 second? I want to go back one section here. Ron wrote a note, and I want to follow up on it.
Not yet.
You don't want to follow up on it yet?
Mm.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
That's fine.
Okay. The electronic records backup, the part in red that I added, has to do with, let me just wait just
one,
a minute.
One second. That's why I was on the strike.
Go ahead, then.
Okay, let me go back here.
Okay.
On page 2, under electronic mail, when you define electronic mail, it says email is meant to encompass all forms of electronic messaging, such as instant messaging and all other current emerging communications technology, and then you refer to Twitter and all that. We have no method of capturing that. And my concern is if we define it, people will see this policy and think that we can, and we can't capture text messages. It's impossible. And so only in the case of a missing person will the cell companies come back to text messaging, even do GPS location on cell phones. So my concern is if we define it like that, so open-ended, people may think that we have the ability to capture information that we can't.
Okay, so you want to change
to
that portion.
Just a county email system is what our email, because that's the only recognized form. It's on. Right, the second sentence under electronic mail on page 2.
Second sentence. Each email that does not work-related email. Email then, is meant to encompass all forms.
Take that sentence out.
Yeah, because all we're responsible as a county is email that we I believe the email that the system that we have standardized is what we should be responsible for.
Okay, I've struck that sentence.
Okay. It's just because people see it, they're going to say, well, give me your text. Well, we have no way to get text. Okay. There's absolutely zero way.
All right.
At this point in life.
All right. Back to electronic records backup, the part in red. Furthermore, any documents captured during any such backup of the system are not intended to be retained, nor said documents being retained at that location by Taney County or any of its entities. The reason I say that is because of the public records definition, where it says that if you retain a record, it becomes a public record.
Right.
We're not retaining those records. They're meant not to retain the records. They're meant to only back up the system, and if they're collaterally or inadvertently captured, then it's only a part of the backup of the system to reconstruct the system should it catastrophically fail, and we're not retaining those emails at that location. So it's not a part of our retention schedule, and we're not going to make it a public record just because it might get captured where we're trying to, you know, keep the system from being catastrophically failed.
Okay.
To ensure the county always has the necessary electronic records available to conduct county business operations and other functions, county departments will back up all electronic records and databases not backed up by county IT departments at appropriate time periods and in an appropriate manner to ensure that electronic records and databases are always protected from accidental or deliberate loss. Different backup media, floppy diskettes, CDs, DVDs, reels, cassettes, optical discs, disk packs, retain information for different periods of time.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. The first paragraph, how would we know when the IT department was not backing up? Maybe I'm not hearing that right.
I don't know that we do.
It says county departments will back up all electronic records and databases not backed up by county IT departments in appropriate time periods. I have not a clue when that would be. And in an appropriate manner to ensure blah, blah, blah. I'm just asking.
Okay.
No. If there's...
No.
I don't.
I have no pride in authorship since I liberally stole a lot of this from other policies. So
appropriated, we call that.
Utilize.
Appropriated. Utilize. Plagiarizes the media for those people in the back.
I just think we're putting something on ourselves that there's no way that we can monitor that.
County departments will back up all electronic records and databases as necessary. In an appropriate manner to ensure that electronic records and databases are always protected from accidental.
I would say just not have that paragraph. We've got our IT department that's backing everything up, correct?
Well, hopefully.
Well, maybe I don't know if I want to strike the whole paragraph, Ron.
Go ahead.
Because the reason is I want to make sure people understand the backups are not used for retention. It's for like the set.
That's what he said in the red, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did say that in the red. This backup is not a retention.
I'm not used for system. I'd say I don't want to strike the whole paragraph, though.
Which part did you want to retain?
I think just basically defining that when periodic backs are done, they're not used for document retention. What are you trying to say in this paragraph?
Well, the different departments.
Maybe I'm on the wrong paragraph.
I'm down here.
I'm off the wrong paragraph. Okay. Sorry.
What this paragraph says is when IT's not backing up, we as other departments will, but we don't know when IT's not backing up.
Strike the whole paragraph.
Strike the whole paragraph.
Okay. Different backup media retained for different periods of time before the longer the backup media will be retained without replacement information, the more stupid. Okay. I can strike the next paragraph too.
Yes.
Okay. Litigation holds. When litigation against the county or its employees is filed or threatened, the law imposes a duty upon the county to preserve all documents and records that pertain to the issue. I've taken some courses on this online, and it's very important. We can really hurt ourselves if we don't preserve documents. As soon as county counsel is made aware of pending or threatened litigation, a litigation hold directive will be issued to the applicable employees. The litigation hold directive overrides any records retention schedule that may have otherwise called for the transfer, disposal, or destruction of the relevant document until the hold has been lifted by county counsel. Email and computer accounts of separated employees that have been placed on a litigation hold by county counsel will be maintained by the Information Technology Department until the hold is released. Let me just give you an example. Somebody files a lawsuit, and we're within 4 days after the lawsuit of being able to destroy it under retention. Yeah, let's destroy that. They won't ever get that. No. You get in a lot of trouble for that. You need to put a hold on it just because it can be destroyed under your retention schedule. Once there's pending or threatened lawsuit, you need to save it. No employee who has been notified by county counsel of a litigation hold may alter or delete an electronic record that falls within the scope of the hold. Violation of the hold may subject the individual to disciplinary actions up to and including dismissal, as well as personal liability for civil and or criminal sanctions by the courts or law enforcement agencies. That already exists anyway. Note, electronic messages and their attachments are subject to discovery during litigation, governmental investigations, and audits, or if a FERPA request has been made. During litigation...
What's a FERPA request, Bob?
That's a federal employee. I'd have to get the acronym for you, but it's a federal agency.
Oh, I definitely am going to find out since you asked that.
Okay, look it up and tell me.
I will, sir.
Go ahead.
It's probably Federal Employee Retirement Protection Act.
Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act.
Okay. Request has been made. During litigation, electronic messages and their attachments are subject to discovery in the same way that paper, film, and other information is subject to discovery or access. Legality of electronic records. Missouri Statutes, Chapter 109, Section 109.120 specifically permits the use of electronic records for the retention of public records. Section 109.130 specifies such reproductions of the original record shall be deemed to be an original record for all purposes provided that the reproduction is equal in resolution to microfilm produced under those standards set forth in subsection 4 of Section 109.241 and shall be admissible in evidence in all courts or administrative agencies. Section 109.241 requires that microfilm images must be able to produce an accurate, visible image on demand. Therefore, the same requirement applies to any form of electronic record. Electronic messaging correspondence as a record is defined by the Missouri Sunshine Law, RISMO 610. The Secretary of State's office has published guidelines for managing email records and makes the following statement. If an email correspondence is determined to be a record, then it must be maintained within a record-keeping system. Agencies are strongly encouraged to implement an email policy that covers usage, content, public access, privacy, and records retention. That's a quote from the Secretary of State side. And as far as I can tell, we're the only county that will have one, even though we're strongly encouraged. Application of policies. All policies applied generally at the county are expressly applicable to the electronic environment. Relevant institutional policies include, but are not limited to, references included, but are not limited to. And I put in two extra statutes that were provided by Mrs. Neely. Regarding her documents or regarding documents that she feels need to be in her purview.
Well, hold on a second. All right, let's talk about the second one, the financial statement. So when she emails me a copy of the financial statement to be approved and each of the other commissioners and council and whomever she sends that to, we're not suggesting that we all retain that because we're going to adopt it in open meeting.
And it's kept
accepted,
elsewhere.
I should say. I'm
and
sorry.
It's kept elsewhere.
It's kept elsewhere.
Okay.
But certainly if we put it in an electronic format rather than a hard copy, we'd have to retain it. But I understand. It seems...
If another officer is sharing something that they have developed from their office and sends it to me for my perusal, or as a heads up, because this is going to be coming before you, I don't see that I should retain that because the original, as you said, is with that officer, right? Am I reading you right?
I believe that's
okay. That's
this is pretty complicated stuff at times.
Yes, it is.
I guess I'm trying to figure out why is 5815, statute 50.815 even in that list?
Well, I can take it out. I put those in after I received...
No, if she requested it, I'm not suggesting we take it out. I was just
actually,
asking...
Actually, there may be more relevant to the Sunshine policy than they are to the email policy. So I can strike those two red.
No, I mean, I'm just throwing it out just as... I was just curious here. It does refer, that statute does refer to documentation and retained.
Actually, I probably shouldn't have put them in here. The reason I put them in there is because I was concentrating on what duties the clerk has and which documents she says that she has to have.
Okay.
And those were two areas that she provided to me.
I don't think there's any harm being in there. I was just curious, so I'd just leave them. That's fine. It doesn't.
Okay.
It's fine.
And then other than that, this policy shall take effect immediately upon its passage by the Taney County Commission, passed this blank day of March from February. And, you know, I would encourage you to get IT's input on this.
In what way? Trying to use applications to help... Enforce it, you mean?
Sure.
I mean, I think the policy is strong in but self-administration is going to be difficult. I mean, that's the only way this is going to work at this point.
The implementation is the problem. I was talking with Mr. Dykhouse, who's the Boone County Counselor.
Yes.
And he said they were working on some technological solutions to the email policy. That was one of their problems. I mean... This is based on the University of Missouri's electronic records administration policy. Boone County does not have one yet, but he said they're looking at a technological solution.
There's some out there. Just like Danny says, every time you hit a delete, instead of hitting delete, are you sure? Yes, it's delete. Is this a county record required by this? I mean, you're going to have to hit every deleted item is going to be four times. And that's, I mean, it just... It's programming. I don't think it's impossible.
I've got a ton of folders that I've created.
Right.
And that's where I put my documents. I just move them over when that time comes. For those that I know have nothing to do with county business, I delete them and send them on. Go ahead.
What do you say when auto archive comes up? I always ask everybody that. I always say no, but I don't even know how to do it.
I set my delete, a lot of people's deleted folders, for example, when I delete it, it's deleted. So what I've done now is set it to a 12-month mandatory delete because your system's default sets up, it archives even your deleted folders. Well, so once it's deleted, I archive it for 12 months and then it is deleted.
My point is a whole lot of employees know how to use Outlook a little bit, but...
Right.
They don't necessarily know how to make folders like
or
Mr.
filters.
Allison
I mean,
does.
I have filters auto route emails.
And probably our employees need training in Outlook use. And if we're going to update it or alter it with these other prompts, there needs to be some training concerning because we're using email more and more and more and more. Everybody's using email now.
Right. So what's the next step, Bob? You've made the changes. Do we wait for the document to be final? Do we give everyone in the courthouse one more chance, or we just approve it with changes and have something implemented? We can always go back and revise it. there's three options right there.
We can always go back and revise it, but it's up to you. What, do you want sent out again for comment?
Yeah, not if you state that it's maybe
I believe
research. How would you state something like that, Bob, if you wanted to put on there research and changing in technology may prompt revision?
Revision to the, yes.
Wouldn't that be a statement we would want to put on there?
Catch all at the end, revision possible, not, I won't word it like this, possible if tech advances. I know that Jimmy either orally or in writing had some concerns about email retention policy and the operation of the Sheriff's Department for obvious reasons. When the deputies do communicate by email, you know, there's different rules concerning law enforcement. And
I understand there are, but I also understand that, if I'm not mistaken, when reading the Sunshine Law, that the sheriff of each county is considered a public entity?
Yes.
So I would really be taking a close look at everything the Sunshine Law had said if I'm personally a public entity. I mean,
right.
My goodness.
I mean, I think we should just adopt it with the changes, with that addition on the end, Danny, and just get something in place.
I don't like just only tech. How did you put that? The last only tech.
Well, I'm going to word it differently, but revision to this ordinance is possible or may occur from time to time. In the event of technological advances or changes in the law or something.
That would be fine. Something that would
or
be...
Or this policy may be amended at any time, subject to...
Yeah.
And, well...
Should I go ahead and move forward with the motion then? I mean, I'm satisfied to a point where we're... I think what we've defined is a great starting point. I mean, I think we could consistently and constantly always tweak it, but we need to put something in place.
I'm with you 100% on that, Jim, but I want some way, if we're the first in the state
right.
to have this, I want it to be a working, basically a working document.
Sure. Well, it will be subject to our revision at any time.
That's what I would like to have something put in there to where if we see some catch or if Gary Morgan or someone would come forward and say, this particular statement puts us in a disadvantage, or maybe Bob Paulson, say, look, I've reviewed this and experience of time has said that this is causing us more problems, or an You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah, rescind it. I mean, if it's causing you problems, amend it if you see problems with it.
Right.
Revision, I guess, however
but
you want.
But you get the revision statement at the end, I mean, so. Mm-hmm.
I just don't want us violating the law.
I'll move that we adopt the Electronic Records Administration policy as presented with changes.
Not just yet. There's been a motion made to... accept the Electronic Records Administration policy as presented with changes. Is there a second?
I'll second it with discussion.
The motion has been made and seconded to approve the Electronic Records Administration policy, and there is almost always discussion.
Right, but I just want to know that we have...
We'll open it up. Did you have something first?
There was, no, I won't go into the little knickknacks and the paragraphs that are of some concern to me right now, but because of the last statement made, the statement of revision.
Okay. Rick?
I just want to say thanks for working on policy, and I know that Bob's put a lot of work in on this, and it's tough for you guys, too. I visited with Gary as we had employees leaving because of the budget constraints and things like that, and we agreed that we probably should have a policy, too, about eliminating those log-ons as those employees leave. And Gary told me that most of the time he got that done. I've told Dixie to share with them. But to cover him, he has had, in previous times, somebody said, oh, no, just leave there so I can log on and use their login.
Shouldn't we just automatically?
Well, I think that Gary just wants you to have that in a policy so he can do that. But, you know, I think he may have had at least once or twice somebody said, no, just leave them so we can log on and use that. And we don't want that, I don't think.
A couple of words added where...
Well, it doesn't have to be in this particular policy.
No,
this
it can be in our, be any time, but it's just something right. kind of related and personnel I wanted to bring policy. To your attention.
Right. We're also going to be discussing sunshine policy. We're going to be discussing various county policies. And for Gary's edification, yes, I think we definitely need to do that, as well as maybe a couple of other things. But in the interim, would it be fair to say that we should just automatically be doing that until we can state it? Mm-hmm. Any time that an employee leaves service, we should retire that.
Log on.
You guys may want to relate to Dixie, too. I've told her, I said, you need to share with the IT department when someone leaves so that they know that, because they won't know unless somebody shares with them. So.
Okay.
And if there's a paragraph we need to put together to ensure that all departments have been notified of that, we should do that. Maybe, Bob, you can help us with the wording. I'm sorry to put everything on your back. Okay. No, we'll have Rick do it.
You're not together, Gideon.
There was something right in here.
And the reason I said that is because it should. I don't see that it's
top of the
email.
Top of the second page, it says the department head of an office is responsible for ensuring compliance with the county's record retention requirements. When an employee leaves a department of the county, the department head is responsible for ensuring the separating employee's records are properly transferred to a new individual.
And you could put, and that the departing employee's email whatever is disabled or whatever the terminology is.
I don't know if it really belongs in here versus
okay.
a policy
You're correct.
In the IT.
You're correct.
And, that, and that's something that, you know, let's keep this as clean as possible
okay.
and not tag on. So let's just leave it as it is. And
I guess you're reaching where I was going to go, Mr. Strophis, is less is better as far as understanding. We have to cover... my discussion was going to be about that.
Right.
Is anything that we can eliminate, as you eliminated one whole paragraph and we eliminated sentences and words, less is better as long as we can keep it simple enough for all the county employees, which this does affect.
Right.
So that has a meaning to me as far as complication of reading, understanding of this policy. Is to the benefit of all county employees. We've sat here and went over the entire issue.
Mm-hmm.
Every employee that has to go over the issue is going to have to research and understand what we're talking about, and so simpler is better.
Bob, the statement earlier that Dan was talking about was something along the lines of the county commission reserves the right to amend this policy at will from time to time or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll work. Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the electronic records administration policy as presented and amended by commission members. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Bob, let me commend you on the work that you have done on this. I know that this was not an easy task, and for simplifying it as much as you have so that I could understand in part what's in it and for going through it, I appreciate your work on it very, very much.
Thank you.
And I'm quite confident that if we were to share this with three or four counties and ask if perhaps they had some input, we would find that you will see counties adopting this across the state.
And once we get the final draft, I'll get it circulated to the IT steering committee at MAC, and we'll get that dispersed at the next MAC meeting. I mean, this is what MAC is supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be helping with policies. Here's a policy that someone else doesn't have, and So it looks like a good policy, a good, like we said, a good starting point.
And I did talk with Dykhouse up at Boone County, and he's working hard on one. He invited me on up to discuss a lot of other issues.
Well, they've invited,
I've invited him down here.
Well, they've invited the three commissioners to go up there for a couple of days and go through how they operate with the sewer and all the other. They've invited us to go up there for a couple of days.
That brings up a good topic of discussion, and it refers to this also, Bob, so that we stay on track. We have a valuable asset in MAC and meeting with other commissioners. And you've heard me say this before. The resources of being able to call other counties, visit them to see how they conduct their policies and things is invaluable to Taney County. And I have two gentlemen to my right here that are members of certain boards and things that are in contact with those other counties, and to research something like this that's new on the horizon is valuable to have those other people to look at and respond. So the reason I bring that up is because there's been some talk about our participation in those particular events, if you want me to say it like that. There's no value you can place on it.
Well, it's 11:54, and we've got through one half of the items, and we have a full afternoon. Do we want to postpone to a definite time at the end of the day for the sunshine request so that we can stay on pace? Since it's 11:54, I'm looking at the agenda today.
Do we have that on this morning's session?
Yeah, we were supposed to get them both done in 60 minutes, and we got one of them done. We do have time. I can tell you at 3:30, we have we're scheduled to about 3:15. We could postpone to a definite time at 3:30 and just see how the day goes on. If that's all right, I'll move to do that.
I would accept that emotion.
Okay. Move to a definite time of the Sunshine Policy discussions to 3:15, Thursday, March 17th.
3:15?
Yeah, okay. I think that's when our first available.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone the Sunshine Policy discussions to a time definite, that being 3:15 today, March 17th. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Gentlemen, I would say that we should adjourn for lunch and come back here at 1 o'clock. We're in. Commission minutes process is the first item on the agenda, if I'm not mistaken. Is that all right?
Sounds great.